The Drew World Order.
This platform contains information and the conclusions and or theories regarding who we truly are in this existence, why we are here, and what is happening on our planet. This program discusses themes which may or may not challenge the listener's perception regarding the beliefs, nature of possibility, and purpose. We hold all truths to be self-evident and navigate the uncertainty in an attempt to help you remember and reclaim. This is the Drew World Order.
Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order.
As I've told you before, because I love it so much, they also created the Great Seal of the United States. And that Great Seal of the United States has on it, Novus Ordo Seclorum, a new order for the centuries, for the ages, forever.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
My, what interesting times we live in. Somebody asked me yesterday, what is the New World Order? And without implying that this has anything to do with the New World Order, I would like to imply that this definitely is playing into the elite's hands. But I have been trying to understand these people, this force, this aspect of globalism, and the unification of the entire planet under one system. And to break it down, I would remind you, the New World Order, as you have heard on this program, and others I'm sure, that term, new secular order. Make no mistake, we are transitioning into a new world. This is unprecedented. I've never seen anything like this, nor, I'm sure, have you. This coronavirus, I'm not for the spread of it. I'm not for the death of any person, American or non-American. But there is something more to this. And arguably, we are living in the most important times in history. So what is the New World Order? What have they wanted? What do they want? You can't argue that all these CEOs, Disney CEO, MasterCard CEO, Uber CEO, CEOs, a plethora amount of CEOs in the last 30 to 60 days from major, major companies have stepped down. This virus, if it was just a virus alone, it's sure as shit serving the benefit of the elite or the families or the New World Order. Make no mistake, this is being used. Whether it was an intentional virus created by the Department of Defense or from a wet market in China, you can't argue that they are using this for their benefit. I mean, we are seeing the suspension of First Amendment rights, the right to free assembly, without martial law even being enacted. And I think that's kind of the point. Now, a psychological operation is an experiment, if you will. Whoever knew that toilet paper would become a commodity? If you would have told me 5 years ago that cryptocurrency would have crashed and toilet paper would have become a hot commodity, I would have been investing in toilet paper. And a lot of this is them poking the bee's nest. We would be the bees. They are attempting to see how we react, what we do, what's the patterns. You always have to look for patterns before you see a pattern, a synchronicity. These people, remember, they do the same thing except to the extreme and from an inverted point of view. So all these CEOs retiring or stepping down. The stock market, 3 years of gains wiped out today as of Wednesday, March 18th at 6:40 p.m. Are we seeing the implementation or at least the steps along the new world order? 7 days ago, I would not have ever thought that they would cancel school for the remainder of the school year in Kansas. No more school until August, the state of Kansas. The CDC has implemented powers that they have not used since the 1912 flu epidemic. Now we have bird flu breaking out. Last time I looked at the coronavirus live map, I think there was 215,000 cases. So is this virus spreading? Yes. Should you take steps to protect yourself and your family? Yes. Should you take steps to protect family and yourself from corona, but also what else could be possibly coming? Yes. The National Guard's been deployed in 18 states. There are rumors of security checkpoints coming, martial law coming. California's admitted that martial law is possible. San Francisco is on a mandatory lockdown. The real powers that be, because remember, if you're listening to this program, I have been talking about the behind the scenes of what is really going on, the real history, the real truth of our planet. Are they going to come out and tell you? that you're living in a new world order. Probably not until you are actually a, you know, they've got all the pieces in place and the capstone is on the pyramid. And who knows? I mean, I have no idea what's next. I know that something weird is out there. Something weird is happening. The fact that they have suspended the right to free assembly without ever implementing martial law, that's alarming. 7 days ago, I would not have ever thought that some of the things we're seeing now would be progressing. Where will we be in another 7 days? Where will we be in a month? Because I do not think that this is a two-week hiatus. The entire country is going to come, almost the entire world maybe, we will see almost the complete shutdown or halt of the American economy and the nation in general. And I think this is going to get much worse before it gets better, whether that be by coronavirus spreading or whether it be because of martial law, troops on the streets, whatever, looting, rioting, God forbid any of that stuff happens. So what is the new world order? What do they want? They want a global government. They want a global court. They want a global religion. They want a global language. They want a central aristocratic scientific dictatorship run by an elite few, an elite group of families. And then they want us underneath that. The Georgia Guidestones mention a population of planet Earth under 500 million people. There are, what, 7 billion people on the planet? How many people are going to have meet their maker in order to accomplish that? 1%, let's say that this kills 1% of the population in the United States. That's 3 million people gone. And I'm not really a eugenics advocate. I don't believe that any one person is more important than another. Are there too many people on the planet? That's not for me to decide. The Gaia Force, the Mother Earth, will decide that. That's neither here nor there. These families, this elite force, they are going into their bunkers. They've taken their money out of the stock market. They've put it into a trust fund or something. But they are heading underground. And they're going to ride the fucking storm out. So what is the fucking storm? I can tell you this. NASA has confirmed that there will be, on April 29th, I believe, an asteroid that will pass between the Earth and the Moon. That's fairly close. More than fairly close. That's extremely close as far as an asteroid or comet is concerned. I recommend that people be prepared and be aware. It's time to look out for yourself and your family, all right? And if there was any need for unification or the coming together of mankind or the species, we don't need a fucking tragedy to bring us together. We need to come together right now. We need to communicate. We need to monitor all the activities of those authorities telling us what to do, because those authorities have bosses too. And those authorities are often taking orders from the higher ups. Use your heart. Use your intuition. Do not panic right now. Listening to this right now are possibly living in the most important time in the history of our species. You know, I'm not going to assume that it's the most important time in the history of the universe. I think that every second of every day, literally right this second right now, it's all the most important. But as far as our species, wow, are they making their move or are they making their move? What will come next? The University of Kansas, today is March 18th, they have ordered all of their students to be out of the dorms by 2 o'clock this Friday, which is 2 days from now. Here's some other stories. Goodyear to suspend manufacturing company-wide, including Topeka, Kansas. City of Manhattan, Kansas moves to critical operations, meaning most city facilities will close. I mentioned Dow Jones going below 20,000. California preparing for worst-case scenarios, martial law possibility. 21 confirmed cases in Kansas. This is from YouTube. That Dr. Marty McCurry, Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health. Every household should be ready to hunker down for 3 months. I mentioned bird flu being detected in both India and the Philippines. Daily Mail also. New Zealand to begin deporting people who break coronavirus quarantine. It's time to stop watching the Kardashians and to stop paying attention to pop culture and mindless, pointless fucking dribble. Stars on TikTok still shaking their asses, throwing money around. This is not test or drill or joke. And we have seen in scenario after scenario of their simulations what would happen, what they would do, what's the next step. Are they going to round people up? Are they going to have, you know, internment camps exist in this country? And if you don't believe me, then keep in mind that Japanese citizens were rounded up and put into internment camps following Pearl Harbor during World War II, all right? I would also like to point out Event 201, which is run by the World Health Organization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Event 201.
It began in healthy-looking pigs months, perhaps years ago. A new coronavirus spread silently within herds. Gradually, farmers started getting sick. Infected people got a respiratory illness with symptoms ranging from mild flu-like signs to severe pneumonia. The sickest required intensive care. Many died. Experts agree unless it is quickly controlled, it could lead to a severe pandemic, an outbreak that circles the globe and affects people everywhere.
The mission of the Pandemic Emergency Board is to provide recommendations to deal with the major global challenges arising in response to an unfolding pandemic. The board is comprised of highly experienced leaders from business, public health, and civil society.
We could be looking at double the number of cases in 1 week and 16 times as many in a month if we are not able to stop the spread. That would be on the order of 500,000 cases, and it would continue to rise exponentially. In 3 months, we could be approaching 10 million cases.
We're at the start of what's looking like it will be a severe pandemic. And there are problems emerging that can only be solved by global business and governments working together.
We have known about caps-like viruses in animals and people for decades, but have not been successful at developing a licensed vaccine. And sure, there are new technologies that may help, but it's going to be difficult. I am not optimistic about having a vaccine in time to be relevant during this pandemic.
So the policy crisis in question for this board in this meeting is this. How should governments, business, and international organizations allocate, distribute pandemic antivirals and medical supplies to the people who need them most?
What we've seen work very well in the HIV field is, in fact, procurement through the global. So having a centralized mechanism, so financially able to procure on behalf of affected countries, okay, would be critical. I think the second thing is it's going to be very important that for the business sector, for manufacturers of antivirals, that we have clarity around what the need is and where the need is, who are making the decision.
Just to underscore the point that cooperation among supply chain providers or businesses that have huge supply chain can add a lot of efficiency to the whole process.
I think it's not likely, I agree, that countries are not going to buy a countermeasure to put into a global supply without retaining a large portion of it for themselves.
Public health agencies have issued travel advisory, while some countries have banned travel from the worst affected areas. As a result, the travel sector is taking a huge hit. Travel bookings are down 45%, and many flights have been canceled. A ripple effect is racing through the service sector. Governments that rely on travel and tourism as a large part of their economies are being hit particularly hard.
How should national leaders, businesses, and international organizations balance the risk of worsening disease that would be caused by the continued movement of people around the world against the risks of profound economic consequence of travel and trade bans?
Yeah, there's a whole complex set of issues in a highly interdependent world on supply chains that are just in time. We need to think about how much flex there is in that just-in-time supply chain and make sure it keeps running. I think it's going to take specificity, and it's going to take knowledge that only the private sector has. The UN can play an important coordinated facilitation role, but the companies know where those commodities are, where they move.
We are not out of money yet. But the fact is we are trending in a dangerous direction and something needs to change.
So the policy question for this board now is, how should financial resources be prioritized? Are there nodes that we cannot allow to fail? What is your sense of priorities? We don't have money to pay for all of these urgent problems.
So at the moment, we want the funds, right? You need the money.
Governments need to be willing to do things that are out of their historical perspective, or for the most part, it's really a war footing that we need.
Countries are reacting in different ways as to how best to manage the overwhelming amounts of dis and misinformation circulating over the internet. In some cases, limited internet shutdowns are being implemented to quell panic.
How much control of information should there be, and by whom? And how can false information be effectively challenged? And what if that false information is coming from companies or from government?
We're at a moment where the social media platforms have to step forward and recognize the moment to assert that they're a technology platform and not a broadcast is over. They, in fact, have to be a participant in broadcasting accurate information, partnering with the scientific and health communities to counterweight, if not flood the zone, of accurate information, because to put the genie back in the bottle.
One thing we haven't spoken about, and I'm wondering whether it's time to talk about this, is a step up from the part of the government's enforcement actions.
The outcome of the CAPS pandemic in Event 201 was catastrophic. 65 million people died in the first 18 months. The outbreak was small at first and initially seemed controllable, but then it started spreading in densely crowded and impoverished neighborhoods of megacities. From that point on, the spread of the disease was explosive. Within 6 months, cases were occurring in nearly every country. The global economy was in a free fall, GDP down 11%. Stock markets around the world plummeted between 20 and 40% and headed into a downward cycle of fear and low expectation. Businesses were not borrowing, banks were not lending. Everyone was just hoping to hunker down and weather the storm. Economists say the economic turmoil caused by such a pandemic will last for years, perhaps a decade. The societal impacts, the loss of faith in government, the distrust of news, and the breakdown of social cohesion could last even longer. We have to ask, did this need to be so bad for the next pandemic?
Coronavirus going rogue on the planet. You tell me if this was planned or not. If the World Health Organization, along with Bill and Melinda Gates, who just resigned from his job as CEO of Microsoft or whatever, ran a simulation called Event 201, which consisted of what would happen to the planet if coronavirus went rogue or spread worldwide. What is happening right now? It's March 18th, 2020. This simulation, 5 months ago, 5 months after Event 201 simulation, the exact same thing is happening on the planet that was happening in the simulation. Somebody said to me today, yeah, people talking like you and thinking that way are, it's just because you don't have anything else to do. They are trying to look out for us. They haven't tried to look out for us for a long fucking time. I've said this before, just like George Carlin said, they don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about anything. They don't care about you. They're either blackmailed, compromised, going along with it, or just fucking, they don't care. They have no heart. They were bought and paid for a long time ago. Senators, representatives, the presidency. This is not about political parties right now. This is about the New World Order. This is about the global work of ages that they have been attempting to construct in society across all aspects of the globe for a long time. The Federal Reserve was founded in 1913 by J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers, and a bunch of other who's who's, as far as the Babylon Brotherhood or the Brotherhood of the Snake. This is their attempt, or at least a big attempt, to advance this global work of ages along many steps in a very, very short period of time. And it's now a time more than ever to remain positive, to know that whether you subscribe to the Galactic Federation or whether you believe that the Pleiadians or the Arcturians, the Andromedans are out there and are fighting for us. You know, I don't care how far you've ever gone down the rabbit hole, whether it's been the reptilians, the Sumerian tablets, the Nag Hammadi, Seven Principles of Hermes, whatever it is, Project Blue Beam, Project Pegasus, Operation Paperclip. I mean, you can't deny some of this stuff. Operation Paperclip's declassified. Operation Northwood's declassified. Andrew Basiago. I don't care who, what researcher you subscribe to, whether it be David Icke, Jeff France, Talbot, David Childress, doesn't matter to me, Richard Hoagland, Alex Jones, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just throwing everybody out there that I can think of right now that I've ever kind of listened to. It doesn't matter now whether you believe in flat earth or you don't believe in flat earth. I don't care about that stuff, all right? Now is the time to stop squabbling, and we've got to be aware. We've got to be prepared. We've got to monitor them because they are monitoring us. This is a big experiment, a psychological operation to them. A huge part of this is, I'm not saying that coronavirus is fake. I will tell you that COVID-19... at least the COVID influenza is patented by the State Department in the United States in 2009, in fact. You know, do they have access to these biological weapons and these viruses that can wipe humanity out? Absolutely, they do. Just like they have access to hundreds, thousands of nuclear warheads on the planet. This plan, and this is not a conspiracy, David Rockefeller has admitted it, brags about it in his books, and I've read those quotes on here before on this platform, but we are seeing the New World Order attempting to put the capstone on the pyramid. Now, other theories, asteroid, UFO disclosure, whatever it is, it's something. They don't act the way they're acting right now, unless it is something. God forbid it's not the time. I can just see it now. I've heard it from some people online and everything. The whole revolution. What do you think that your two pistols and a 22 rifle are going to do against this force? Okay? That is not what we need. We do not need violence. We do not need a revolt. We do not need any chaos. Because remember, order out of chaos. They create the problem. We give the reaction. They offer the solution. People are being so compliant right now with all these mandates from the federal government. I mean, it's very, very alarming. I would just suggest and hope that people are prepared as possible. Go to the grocery store. Get whatever it is you need for the next, I don't know, however long, at least few weeks for your child, for your children, for you. Existentialism factors in here. Remember that we are all in this together, and the more we fight with each other, the more they can consolidate power. So I would ask that everybody remain calm, be aware, be informed. Now is not the time to be ignorant. In the last 24 to 48 hours, I have thought to myself a lot. I did not do enough to research the tactics, strategy, how this was going to go down, what should we do after. I can't tell you that. You know, I'm doing what I have to do. I'm preparing. I'm not trying to freak out, but after looking into this force for the last 15 years, call me crazy, but even you, the skeptic, if you are a skeptic, have to admit that this is strange. You have to admit that it's strange beyond just a virus going rogue. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want the new world order. I don't want a global government. I don't want the people that are in charge that own everything on the fucking planet, the families. I do know that there is an agenda and that this event is playing in to that agenda. So we do not need to play into that agenda any more than this event is already doing that. So if you have a neighborhood watch, if you have a neighborhood community organization, now's the time to rally or at least communicate, get your neighborhood together, communicate with your neighbors. If you don't know your neighbor, it's a good time to go talk to your neighbor. We are all humans. We are all in this together.
Drew World Order.